Cold, gray winter may be settling on Juneau, but kids at Riverbend and Glacier Valley Elementary Schools are still talking about the rainbow of fruits and vegetables they helped grow this summer.
Potatoes.
What color?
Purple. Purple carrots. Mm-hmm. And orange carrots, like usual. And tomatoes. Mm-hmm. That were red.
The garden not only was a place for food production, but it was a great place to go hang out. The kids loved hanging out there, and they learned so much.
Karen Goodell is director for after-school programming at the two schools, and she oversees their combined summer camp. The garden is her passion project. She says it gives kids a friendlier idea about healthy food.
I think there were kids who were eating vegetables and fruits that would never typically do that. I mean, dirt and all, some of them.
Goodell says that's because the kids feel connected to the food.
It's that sense of ownership. If a kid has actually had their hands in the process of growing that carrot, they savor that carrot because they own that carrot.
A gardener herself, Goodell started the Riverbend Garden 3 years ago. She wanted to create a hands-on learning experience for kids, and she hoped it would create community. A student might struggle in the classroom, but in the garden, Goodell says, it could be a totally different picture.
So you saw kids who might not typically be invested in your standard school activity are now super invested. And friendships that were formed that weren't necessarily happening on the playground, but in the environment of the garden were happening.
Last month, the Alaska Department of Natural Resources named Riverbend the winner of their Farm to School Challenge. Prizes included children's books on gardening and some Alaska-grown swag. Senator Lisa Murkowski tweeted her congratulations. Goodell says it's nice to be recognized. She has big dreams of expanding the garden project. Maybe one day, Juneau could grow its own produce.
In the meantime, we've got our future, which are the kids who are learning more about that possibility. So even on smaller scales, if they ended up having their own personal gardens in their own homes as they move forward, you know, I feel like we've made a big contribution to their well-being.
Goodell says planning for next summer's garden will begin in the new year. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.